Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is May the 22nd. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica, the chair of the committee and the planning division manager. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers with Land Development.
Mahmoud Kaldor, Public Works Traffic.
Alex Kista, Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
For those of you that didn't hear, that's Priscilla. I'm kidding. I'm Tom with Office of the Fire Marshal.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works, Solid Waste.
Brian Gumper, Building Official.
Thank you. Item number one is extension of time. 1905 is for the property located at 2639 Amanda Street. It's this map was previously approved by the committee a couple years ago. It's a subdivision of the property. It's approximately 2.2 acres, taking the parcel and subdividing it into three single-family residential lots. Our recommendation is that it shows on the agenda moved to the Planning Commission. Since it was approved by the DERC originally, it does not need to go to the Planning Commission. It'll be for approval here for that extension time. So our recommendation would be to move this item back to this DERC, which would be at the following meeting on the 12th for consideration. Does anyone have any comments to add, any new conditions to add for this? Gary?
No.
So with that, if I may entertain a motion to move this item back to our agenda for next meeting for consideration, please.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, so we'll be back on that one. Thank you. Extension of time. Item number two is extension of time number 1906. It's located at 580 South Inland Center Drive. It's within the general commercial zone. This is a parcel map that was approved a couple years ago. They're coming back for a one-year extension of time. Again, this item was originally approved by this committee, and so our recommendation is that we bring this item back for consideration. So does anyone have any comments to add to this item, new conditions, comments? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to bring this item back for the next meeting for approval, please.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Travis, would you kindly introduce item number three for us, please?
Okay, item number three today. A little involved. This is a property approximately 18 acres in size, located generally rent 241 South Allen. Between Allen and Waterman, it fronts Bull Street. The request is to change the general plan designation and zoning district for these 16 properties from residential suburban and office industrial park to public facilities. Subsequently, we'd be consolidating them through a parcel map into two lots, one for the development of charter school, one for the development of the Head Start facility. And then after that, there would be a conditional use permit strictly for the development of the charter school. The Head Start facility is going to be entitled separately through a county project. As far as our comments today, this is going through. There is an MND that's being prepared for this. We are still working on getting completed and then reviewing. As far as planning comments on this, pretty straightforward. Nothing too out of sorts.
Okay. For the benefit of the rest of the committee members, as Travis mentioned, we are the applicant is preparing the environmental document, which should be completed in about a couple of months or so, I'm guessing. And that'll be circulated for public review for the 30 days. And then we will, so I know that there's a traffic study that's part of that component. I'm not sure if that's been completed yet or we're still in process. So this will probably be back a couple of times. This is just the first go around. We're in the process of refining the site plan. And more particularly, the interest was as it related to off-site improvements or anything that may ultimately affect a possible revisions to the site plan in order to meet some of the other standards. So with that, Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Conditions are attached. Is the applicant here?
Yeah, that's that big party on the right over there.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty standard conditions. Obviously, for that size project, you're going to have to do a SWIP, full CAT WQMP, submit the preliminary WQMP with the application to planning. We're interested in getting, since this parcel map is going to create that separate parcel, we want the off-site improvements completed prior to the map recording. Other than that, if you have any questions, just give us a call. Thank you.
You gave it to Travis already?
Yes.
So Travis will be able to provide you a copy of those, so you'll have those available. Mahmoud, do you have anything to?
The scoping for the traffic was signed already, and the analysis is in the way. No additional comments at this time.
Thank you. Alex, did you have anything to add, or?
General comments from engineering.
Okay.
Look like that there is some dedication need to be done. I think they're aware of it.
Right.
Street improvement, curb, gutter, sidewalk. Normal conditions that we have for this kind of projects.
Okay.
Nothing that I see that is very critical at this point in time.
Thank you, Alex. One of the things that we're, as we're looking at the site plan, and we've kind of discussed this before, as it the critical component would be the pickup and drop off of the students. Recognizing that there are various ages and that sort of thing, time and schedules and what have you. And so as we flush that out, it may involve, you know, some turn lane or something, you know, something to maybe affect, push the curb back a little further for a drop up, you know. So we'll have to resolve that to make sure that the traffic flow when students are being picked up and drop off, you know, that doesn't conflict with other traffic that's in and around the area. I know that the commissioners are very mindful of child safety, and so we'll have to, whatever our answer is, you know, we'll need to be prepared to make that presentation and provide that discussion to them. So Travis, if I recall, there was an item as it related to a parcel for street dedication, or was that,
yes,
was that further discussed? There was a parcel dedicated for?
I think I discussed it with Gary.
Okay. So
the parcel map that was provided identifies three parcels being created. One of them is the dedication that's going to be required along Waterman, and
okay,
I believe a little bit along Allen.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's really just two that's being created.
All right.
As we were looking at it.
Okay. Thank you. Robert, do you have anything to add for us?
Yes. There's an existing 18-inch sewer main that trends east-west across the property. Either you'll have to relocate it or establish an easement. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
Do we know where along the property is, roughly?
It's along the top.
Cool. Okay. So going through the county property as well.
So if you want that.
Right. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Thanks.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
Would it be a commercial kitchen or cafeteria on site?
There will be a cafeteria on site, yes.
Conducting the cooking there?
It's scheduled to be heat and serve, not that kitchen.
Okay. We'll give you a food server permit application, just fill it out, and we'll take care of it from there.
Thank you, James. Priscilla, Tom, anything for us?
Fires received nothing. As of yet, you'll need to go online and apply with us, and then you would receive the conditions once payment was received. And we have a flyer that we'll pass down. In fact, Oliver, you might pass one of those down. That'll explain to do it, and you can also contact Priscilla if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Sorry about that, Tom.
What do you think, Gracie?
So we'll be working with you on the number of refuse enclosures and where you're going to put them so we can see the access for the truck. Based on your current service level, you have three trash bins going three times a week, so I'd like to see at least three enclosures to start with.
Okay.
Plotted on the site plan, and then we'll go from there. And I'm handing down our standard 508, which is an 8x15 enclosure. You'll want to verify any ADA modifications with building and safety.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie.
I have no comment at this time.
Thank you. Do you have any questions that you want clarification at this point, or thoughts, observations? Nothing yet?
I have a draft, you want to?
So I think we showed proposed tie-in for our elementary school on Waterman for sewer and water. Is that acceptable? And then for the Head Start facility on Allen Street. It's probably hard to see on what we had submitted, but just wanted to ask if that works for the city, just to make sure.
So yeah, you might want to schedule a follow-up meeting, maybe with Robert and his team at the water department to clarify those connections, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be better. This way you can sit down and kind of look at alternatives, existing conditions, whatever the case is.
Sorry if you guys spoke to it. Currently on our plan, we were proposing to have sidewalk along our Allen Street component, and then like we're not proposing for any curb, like wide street widening. And then on Valley Boulevard, we were just showing addition of sidewalk. And I think there's a section along Waterman that didn't have sidewalk. Was the city able to look at it at a level to see if that made sense? Or
typically, we do require new curb, gutter, and sidewalk.
Yes. And there's widening too as part of this project.
Yeah.
There's a dedication of 5 feet on Waterman, and a dedication needed of 6 feet on Valley. There is nothing needed on Allen Street.
Okay.
But yeah, usually we require sidewalk, curb and gutter, whatever fronting the property that you're developing.
Okay.
As well as the street, right, to center line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Center line, yes.
So paving the center line?
Yes.
All of that's in the comments that'll be provided.
Perfect.
As well.
Do you have any other questions, clarification?
It looked like Gracie had one.
Gracie, you how many bites of the apple do you need? Go ahead, Gracie. Two, okay.
So is your goal to increase the number of students and staff at your new location?
Yes.
So roughly how many students do you have right now?
800.
And staff, approximately?
About 60, 65.
All right, just in considering that regarding the refuse enclosures. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. There's no action that's recommended on this one. Well, just kind of for preliminary comments, we'll continue our process, our regular meetings. What's our next conference call? It's coming up soon, I guess?
Next Tuesday.
Yeah. Next Tuesday, so we'll follow up on that. Just for an update, you know, we did receive the 3 bids for the third-party review for CEQA. That's been forwarded to the city attorney for preparing the document, the agreement. And so I'll have an update for you on next Tuesday on that item. For the benefit of the group, we probably will come one, two more times as we refine the project a little bit to get some input as we move forward. And of course, when the environmental document is ready, we'll come back for authorization to release that for the 30-day public review. So with that, no action taken, so we'll keep moving forward. Thank you. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number 4, please?
Yes, item number 4 is pre-application 19-25. This is a request to allow the demolition of an existing commercial building containing approximately 8,780 square feet and the development, establishment, and operation of an auto parts store within a new commercial building containing approximately 6,446 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing a total of approximately 0.40 acres. The project site is located at 1980 East Highland Avenue within the commercial general zone. This is just preliminary comments. There is no environmental determination at this time.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Anything else to add?
I do have my comments for the applicant, so I'll
provide. Are you Jacob?
This is not Jacob.
Okay.
He is here in a representation of Jacob.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
All right. This is going to be a ground up. You're going to demo the existing building. It's totally brand new ground up?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll need a WQMP approved prior to grading permits. It sounds like you've already got a prelim conceptually approved for this site. It's not large enough for a SWIP. We're going to ask for reciprocal parking agreements because this particular parcel shares parking with the rest of the shopping center.
Okay.
It's got quite a bit of elevation difference across there, and I'm sure Gracie will have any questions about the trash enclosure. But it looks like you're trying to put that trash enclosure up adjacent to another one. So be sure to take a look at that. And like I said, there is quite a bit of drainage slope going towards the west. So just take a look at that. Other than that, you've got our conditions. If you have any questions, give us a holler. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Alex, would you like to add anything from public works?
Standards for engineering, nothing.
Thank you.
Critical.
Robert, anything from Water Parks, please?
Yes. It's an East Valley Water District service area, so you'll need to see them for water and sewer. But sewer capacity fees may be due because the waste stream is coming to our wastewater treatment plant, and you'll need to apply and provide building plans so we'll know how big your building is, and we may be able to apply some credit because there's an existing building there, so you need to give us some information on the existing building as well. So I just have standard requirements for that.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
No comments.
Thank you. Tom, Priscilla?
You've submitted to us, however, we've not received payment yet. As soon as payment is received, you'll get your conditions via the email address provided to us.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom. Tracy?
I didn't realize, Gary, the enclosure is adjacent to another enclosure?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then I'll have to provide my comments to Elizabeth and she'll forward them to you.
There's another enclosure, existing enclosure right here.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll have to take a look at that then, and then I'll provide you my comments,
okay.
Elizabeth, for the applicant. Thank you.
Right.
For ADA purposes, we're going to need to connect this with the on-site general path of circulation as well as the path of travel from the right-of-way that you have. This is a shopping center, right?
Yes, it is.
So it'll have to connect with the on-site general path of circulation. That's my only comment.
Good. Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
Just for that last comment, for the connection, are you supposing to the east?
East Valley, I think he's talking about.
For
the water connection?
North arrow on here.
For the 88 at the track.
Oh, for the 88, I'm sorry.
Yeah, where's that at, actually?
North is to the top.
North is up.
Yeah. It's on the north side of the panel.
So the rest of the center this way or this way?
The rest of the shopping center is actually an L-shaped.
Okay.
West and north.
Does it only connect by the perimeter sidewalk?
Currently, that's what we're proposing, but if you wanted to connect to the on-site.
That's what the comment was, yeah.
Right.
We're going to have to connect to the on-site path of circulation.
Okay.
Apart from the perimeter sidewalk. Okay.
Anything else?
That should go for me.
Okay. Elizabeth, do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I don't have anything else.
Thank you. So there's no action required on this one, so we look forward to seeing your formal application.
Yeah,
thank you.
When can I also get your comments?
I can give those to you right now.
Thank you, Council.
Thank you. Is the representative for item number 5 here? For the property located at 1316 West 13th? Okay, welcome. Are you going to do this, Elizabeth?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
This is a pre-application 1926. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a religious facility containing approximately 60,085 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing a total of approximately 4.89 acres. The project site is located at 1316 West 13th Street within the commercial general zone. This is just preliminary comments. There is no action required at this time. So we can just get that information.
Perfect. Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Okay. Are you folks the applicants?
No, in the back. Gentleman in the back.
Okay.
Yes.
It's somewhat standard conditions. It's a ground-up facility. We are going to ask that you submit and revise the site plan prior to submittal so that it includes the WQMP requirements for water quality. We didn't see anything on there right now. Other than that, they're pretty standard improvements, site lighting, and it'll list what kind of plans are required. But, other than that, if you have a question, give me a holler. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Pebble?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Alex, anything to add?
Standard comments from engineering. I believe there is some dedication need to be done on 13th and on Mount Vernon Avenue. I believe there is a corner that is need to be updated to 35 foot radius. But you know, if you have any questions about these comments, we'll discuss it with you.
Thank you, Alex. Robert, do you have anything from water for us, please?
Yes. You're right in between two pressure zones. The upper pressure zone is to the north and the lower pressure zone is to the south. I would recommend that you request a will serve letter so you can determine how to best serve it. Most likely it will be the upper zone, which means you'll need to pull your services either from 14th Street or from Mount Vernon. Other than that, I have standard requirements.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us, please?
Can you put in a commercial kitchen?
I think so.
We'll give you a permit application to discharge industrial wastewater and sewer.
Thank you, James. Tom, anything for us?
You've not submitted to fire yet. We'll pass down a flyer on how to do that. Once payment's received, we'll happily get you your permit.
Thank you, Tom. Tracy?
The proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. So I've handed down our standard 8x15 enclosure and verified any ADA modifications of building and safety.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian?
Yeah, I would say keep in mind green code requirements for electrical vehicle charging and also bicycle parking on site. I don't see that, but other than that, I think it looks pretty good.
Bicycle park. Yeah, did we need that now?
Yeah. Are we starting to record that now?
I guess so. Got to get in shape.
About time? Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for the group?
No.
At this time? So Chantal, I'll get in contact with you, and then we can get you ready for the your formal application. We look forward to seeing it, and I will process that as soon as we get it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. There's no action required on this item, so we'll continue on. Item number 6 is for subdivision 18-08. Involves tentative track map 20145. It's for the property located on the north side of West Belmont Avenue, approximately 1,000 feet west of North Palm Avenue. The request is to subdivide a piece of property that contains approximately 6 acres into 16 single-family residential lots. And the there was a mitigated negative declaration that's been prepared for this. We're concluding the public review period on that. And so we've our recommendation is that we move this forward to the Planning Commission. I had a question. Was there a, I know Mike's been talking to you about the development permit. So you decided that you don't want to do that at this time for,
yes,
for the construction of the design of the homes?
Right.
So you're aware that that does need to come back when you're ready for that?
Absolutely.
And that would have to go back to the Planning Commission, just so you're aware.
Yes.
Okay, so you, all right. Okay, Gary, would you like to...
There's not really any other new comments. It's just basically the
same as we've had before.
Yeah. And I passed them to you, so you'll have another copy. And if you have any questions, give us a holler again. Thanks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
No comments from traffic.
Alex?
So this item was discussed at 9:26. Is that?
It's been a couple
18?
Of times.
Yes.
And then 4:10. So there is nothing different about that what we have before. But if you have any questions or comments, just let us know. We'll try to help as much as we can.
I haven't had a chance to look on there, but it does cover, it does include the CFD, Alex?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Robert, do you have anything?
require for us, do you?
Just standard requirements.
Thank you.
Thank you. James?
I have no comments.
Thank you. Tom?
I have your comments to hand down, however, it's missing some dates and such. The computer didn't pick it up for whatever reason. It was printed by the end of business today with the email you supplied. I'll make sure that your planner and you get a full copy of the conditions, sir.
Did you pay your fee?
To sell it. We may not have.
Tracy? Thank you, Tom.
Standard comments regarding trash service. So at that point, every home will need a 4x11 concrete pad for storage, and we'll need a standard cul-de-sac, things like that. But I've handed that down.
Thank you, Tracy.
I don't have any comments.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
I just want to learn that has to do with your comment regarding CFD.
Okay.
What was that about?
So normally the city has switched from, we normally have landscape maintenance districts,
right?
LMDs, and so per the direction of the council, we're switching them to community facilities districts, and so I think
there's an application that you need to fill for that, same as the LMD, and we'll be more than happy. I will forward it to the staff, and they will forward it to you.
Okay, just for point of clarification, then, how does that CFD impact the residents? It's like an annual?
It is an annual that they pay on their taxes, yes.
Okay.
But then that number determined after we got all the plans, see what you're doing exactly, how much of sidewalk you're putting in, how much of street, is that street going to be a public? So it's a lot of components to it. Can give you a number at this point of time, but we'll have an assessment engineer can do the report. We'll discuss it before we even approve it.
Okay, so it's not a citywide CFD then?
No. It's just for your property.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you'll be annexed to an existing CFD that we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission for consideration, and we're looking at the June meeting, June 11th, I believe. I can...
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All right, so we'll see you next month.
Okay.
And Michael will be in touch with you as we finalize the CEQA document, and I know he's already prepared the draft staff report and such, and so we'll keep moving.
Thank you.
Item number 7 is for subdivision 1902. It involves tentative parcel map 19984 and variance 1901 is for the property located at 1429 West 10th Street. The proposal is to subdivide the parcel, which contains approximately 0.32 acres, into two single-family residential lots. The variance is required because our code requires a 60-foot minimum lot width, and the proposal is less than that, so we're forwarding a recommendation of approval because of existing conditions and such. So with that, we have any comments for that? Gary, would you like to start us off?
Both of these residences exist with addresses. When we looked at it, it looks like you're just trying to split off the two existing houses.
That is correct.
Okay. So our conditions are very simplistic. We're just going to ask you to do some things as shown on that site plan. Cut off the one driveway that's kind of shared. I didn't see any garages, but you've got driveways going back, or you're going to have a driveway on that east side.
That is
to the smaller unit. You're going to propose that. So, very simple conditions. We want the improvements done before you record the parcel map. And if you have any questions, give me a call.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments on traffic.
Thank you. Alex?
So,
please.
This is a very simple application, but let me see. So we have, there's no conditions about replacing of asphalt, I'm seeing, because it's good. The curb and gutters is in a good condition.
Yeah.
And then you are you're going to be having two driveway approaches for the two properties.
That's right.
So that is that, you know, it's like, just to build it, you know, the city standard number 2 or 3. There is about, I'm not sure how many feet of 8-inch curb and gutter that need to be constructed. But you know, just we'll discuss that with you when you're ready.
Okay.
It's simple. There is nothing that much of a conditions for that. That's it for us.
Thank you, Alex. Robert, anything for us?
Yes. You may need a new sewer lateral for the building to the west. Since you're subdividing it, each one will be on its own parcel. The existing one would serve the building to the east, but you'll likely need a new sewer lateral to serve the building to on the west. So you'll need to see the water department about getting permits for that. And I just have standing requirements.
Oh, you mean that the one to the east doesn't connect to the sewer? There's only one sewer?
I'm not sure. They probably both connect to the sewer through one sewer lateral.
Oh, one sewer lateral.
Yeah. There's only a record of one sewer lateral, but now you're splitting it, so each parcel will have to have its own sewer lateral.
And only
water
service.
Each had their own sewer.
If it does, then you can disregard the comment, but we don't have a record of
okay.
The one to the west having its own.
Okay.
Also, water services.
I believe there are water services to
both each. Two of them?
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
I have no comment.
Thank you. Tom?
You need to, I'm sorry, I lost my train. You need to apply through fire through our online, and we'll pass the flyer down for you. So once that's done and payment received, we'll happily get your comments out to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tom. Gracie?
No comments.
Thank you. Brian?
Do we have any other utility crossing property line here, or any shared anything else?
Electrical.
And you've already established
yeah.
separate addresses here?
Yeah.
Okay. No comments from me.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, great. So I know Mike's working on this
right.
one, and we're so with that, our recommendation is that we move this item forward to the Planning Commission. We're scheduled for June the 11th.
Okay.
If I can entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. So we'll see you in a few weeks.
Thank you. All right.
So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting to June the 12th at 10 a.m.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. It's 10:33.